All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
Last day of June, it's June 30th, and this is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Werzer. Starting tomorrow, July the 1st, all University of Minnesota faculty, students, and visitors to the campuses will be required to wear a face mask in all indoor spaces, with some exceptions, like a student in their dorm room. It's a reversal of an original plan to recommend face masks when classes start in July. The Edina City Council has also decided to require masks in all city buildings and public indoor spaces. Rochester will also require masking up in city buildings and will encourage people to wear masks in businesses. The Mankato City Council will hold a public hearing next week on a mask ordinance. Governor Walz says he's considering a statewide mandate to wear masks to stem the tide of coronavirus. The governor expects to decide later this week when he'll summon the legislature back for another special session. Walz would need to call lawmakers into session if he extends his emergency powers to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. But state leaders are also trying to work out details on a construction borrowing package and police accountability measures. The legislature did not pass anything related to the police death of George Floyd in the last special session. And yesterday, the attorneys for the former Minneapolis cops who are accused of killing Floyd, the prosecutors, family members, and elected officials are being warned to stop talking about the case. Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill yesterday said continued comments about the case could result in a decision to move the trial out of Hennepin County, the trial scheduled for March of next year. At its meeting tomorrow, the Minneapolis Park Board is expected to discuss restricting homeless encampments in city parks. Matt Sepik has more on that.
After homeless people set up hundreds of tents in Powderhorn Park, commissioners voted 2 weeks ago to, quote, provide refuge space to people currently experiencing homelessness. Board members also vowed to work with social service agencies on a long-term solution. A new resolution on this week's agenda would allow camping at only 10 city parks, limit those encampments to 10 tents each, and require residents to vacate by September 1st. The Park Board says encampments have been established at 30 city parks, and the Powderhorn encampment likely exceeds 600 people, making it a health hazard, not least because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
Starting tomorrow, Minnesotans who live with diabetes and have trouble paying for insulin will get some help. A new program will take effect tomorrow that will help Minnesotans get needed insulin with drug companies paying for it. It's one of a handful of new state laws that take effect tomorrow, July the 1st. The cleanup continues today in parts of western Wisconsin that were hard hit by heavy rain Sunday night into yesterday morning. Nearly 9 inches of rain fell in that part of Wisconsin. Chunks of Highway 63 near Baldwin, Wisconsin, have washed away because of the swollen Rush River. One man died early yesterday morning after he drove into a flooded road. 70-year-old Gary Parent of Emerald, Wisconsin, was traveling on Highway E when he hit water that was flowing over the road. He lost control and was swept into a flooded ditch. Baldwin police also had to pluck several other drivers from the roofs of their cars that were stuck in high water. Today is going to be dry but hot and humid with a high near 90, a little cooler near Lake Superior, but more rains in the forecast for tomorrow. For more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org, or you can just turn on the radio. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a good day. I'm Kathy Werzer.